Hey guys, so this episode I'm going to share with you my experience in running a business online, creating a business online, and showing up online. And I'm going to talk about the fear of being seen because this has been a very real experience for me and for a lot of the people that I know. So if you are a fellow coach, if you are a fellow online entrepreneur who is here to build your personal brand, this is a conversation of relating to each other. Just so that you don't feel you are the only one, because you definitely are not. So my journey is this. I started my coaching business about a year and a half ago, and I really had no idea what was the fear of being seen when I had first started. I had a very simple idea of what I need to succeed in my business. I thought, well, if I have a vision statement, a mission statement, a couple of product ideas, some details about my potential clients, then I'm good to go. And little did I know, there are so much more complexities in the business than that. But that's for another day. And so it was about 2 to 3 months after going into my business, meaning officially launching it and started working with private clients. I had actually started working with private clients right away. So right when I launched my business, even though I didn't really show up at all on social media sharing what I do, I did get private clients in the back end, behind the scene, just through my network. And even though I was working with clients in the back, I felt really confident as a coach. I felt really confident in my skill set, my experience. It didn't translate online. It didn't translate how I communicate myself, my value, my products, what I could do and help others online. And I struggle with this so much in my first year of business. I spent most of my money on, like, my investment money into the business just to learn how to handle this fear, how to even, you know, relate to this fear, how to overcome it. And this is my second year in my business, and the thing that I have to say is that I am still struggling with it. So that's the funny thing, is I thought I could finish this fear once and for all if I just do that one hypnosis, if I just work with that one coach, if I just take this one course that tells me how to get over this fear, that I would just not feel it anymore. And the crazy thing is this. I felt this fear when I started my podcast back in 2019. I still remember so vividly that it took me 6 to 7 months from recording the episodes, the interviews, to the point of pressing post, because I was so afraid of hearing my own voice, of being seen through the podcast. So it took me 7 months to press post. And I think that night when I pressed post, I nearly cried. It was like a traumatic experience for me, because as you all know, if you're familiar in the subconscious mind work, our body remembers the trauma. So for me, I had a lot of bullying traumas growing up that actually really affected my emotional reactions to these things. And so that was the podcast in 2019. And I thought, if I can just overcome this, then I can overcome anything else relating to this piece. And it's so funny, because in 2021 and 2022, I wanted to show up on my social media, sharing things about what I was doing with coaching, different types of content and stuff like that, especially mostly on Instagram. And I found that incredibly difficult for me to communicate what it was that I was doing, the values, the knowledge. I felt like I had it all in the back of my mind, but I just couldn't translate it online. And eventually, I kind of gave up on the idea of keep finding clarity, because in my head, I thought, well, if I just keep finding clarity, it's what I'm going to find. Like, I just need to know what is my messaging. I just need to know what is my brand voice. I convinced myself that all these strategic, logical things was going to help me. And then I just went in a loop and I never stopped. And at one point, I told myself, you know what, this needs to stop. I just need to execute on what it is that I truly want to do, which is to just show up and make content and just really commit to it and really accept the fact that my first 10 videos or 100 videos are just going to suck, or the first 100 posts are just going to suck. So at that point, I have started to launch videos on my YouTube channel. And I swear to you, the first, like leading up to the first video of my life, I thought to myself, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what topic to say. I have no idea what to talk about. What am I even good at? I'm a no expert in anything. What can I teach people? I don't know anything. So my brain literally goes to this like, I don't know anything mode in basically all of the content creation at the start. And I knew, however, I knew at that point that this was just a mindset block that I was creating for myself. So I told myself, you know, I need to just keep pushing on, like make a second, a third video, a fourth, a fifth, and see what comes up. So the best thing and the most interesting thing that I've seen is that after the fifth video, I started to really hear my voice. I started to really hear my own message. I started to get more clarity into the things that I was teaching. And then, because the challenge for me was 100 videos. And so when it got to like the 20th, 30th, 40th, I was like, okay, I feel so comfortable now. Instead of feeling so nervous, so scared before a video, procrastinating it, not doing it, I was just feeling so comfortable as if I can literally film a YouTube video at any time of the day. Like it didn't matter if I was in the car or if I was at my home. I could just turn on the camera and record a video and felt comfortable and not needing a script or even a specific topic, that I just trusted my open throat so much to just share. So here's the funny thing that I'm finding with Reels. So recently I started telling myself, I want to go on Reels. I want to post more content on TikTok because I wanted to reach to more audience than the people that are already in my world. And I experienced the same fear again. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? I thought I overcame this. Like, shouldn't this be done in like 2019 already? Like, why is this still here? And then I started to realize to myself, the best thing is, in 2019, I thought these fears were real. Like, I took them as so real. Like, it felt as if I just can't do it. You know, I think my best friend actually pushed me to be like, you need to just post it, girl. And I was like, I listened to my best friend for that only reason to post it. Like, if it was just me alone, I don't think I could have done it. So shout out to my best friend, Catalina, at that time. And so now with the Reels, it's like, oh my God, I know the fears are not real. I know it's just an initial stage. But the reason why I'm making this episode is because I want to share with you just how real the experience of fear being seen is. Like, it is not something that's in your head. It's not something that you're the only person that has this problem and that no one else does. This is something that everyone experiences and probably experience time and time again. Like, I'm speaking for my own self, and where I'm at is this. This is a strategy that I have found for myself. At any beginning point, there's just gonna be this awkward stage. It's like anything that you start, any skill that you start, whether it be sales, whether it be online business, whether it be creating content or whatever it is. I think that first stage, like consider that your first 10 months or even your first 10 pieces of content or whatever, like it takes time to get comfortable. So the first initial stage is to just get over the discomfort. Because once that discomfort is over, then you feel comfortable doing that thing because now it's familiar to you. You don't feel like it's dangerous anymore. Whereas the brain at first will go, danger, 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 danger. But then after a period of time, it shuts down that danger mode and it goes, okay, this is safe. We've done this before. We've done this multiple times. This is safe. It is okay. We can do this. So, for example, for me, recording a podcast now is something like just really easy. Like, I can just turn on the microphone and I can easily just say things and record things and post them without editing and thinking twice. But this was not me in 2019. And so for my own personal, you know, aim, I want to be able to accomplish this with Reels, and I know I can. And whatever that content piece is for you or platform is for you, I wish you the best. And I wish that this episode was relatable for you, and that know that you're not alone in feeling this fear. And if you have it, I encourage you, you just do whatever it takes to put out the first 10 pieces of content, 20, 30, get over the initial awkward uncomfortable stage. And I promise you, and I promise myself as well, that on the other side of that, it is so much more better. So thank you for listening to this, and I will see you in future episodes.